Support for KPLU comes from Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. For over three generations, Alaska USA members have shared the goal of helping each other get places worth going with savings accounts, loans, investments, insurance policies, and more on the web at alaskausa.org.
Well, Greg, it's that time of year again that everybody dreads. Got to start working on those income tax returns. And it's real easy to make a mistake, isn't it?
It is amazing. If you look around at lists of mistakes, they go on forever.
Well, you've narrowed that down because we could talk all day about mistakes.
We could have started last October.
What are some of the main ones? What are the more common ones that you've found?
Well, math errors are just about as common as you'll ever find. So you'll want to make sure you double check your adding and subtracting. Another one is messing up your Social Security numbers, birth dates. You forget to put them in, or somehow you make an error putting them in. You mix up sometimes deductions and credits. Deductions lower your taxable income. Credits take money away from what you owe at the bottom line. So credits are really good. And sometimes people forget to report all their income. Maybe you had a part-time job and you just forgot about it. Maybe it was early last year.
Well, what about deductions?
Well, there's the standard deduction, which this year for most married couples is $11,900. Frankly, I didn't realize till just recently that if you are 65 or older, married filing jointly, you can actually get a higher deduction, a standard deduction of $13,050. When you think about the fact that 10,000 people are retiring every day for the next 17 years, that extra little bit of deduction is going to help a lot of people.
So look out for a lot of common errors. Make sure your math adds up right. Be sure to sign the form when you send it in. Very basic things like that. But they're all important because there are so many places on those forms where you can make a mistake. Let's move on to, sort of the bigger mistake. What do you want to do to avoid triggering an audit? A lot of people get paranoid about that.
Well, you want to look at your deductions. If your deductions are out of line with what normal deductions would be for a person in your income class, that will catch the IRS eye, and they might raise a question about that. And so what you want to do, if you are out of the parameters, you want to keep really accurate records.
The IRS also looks at how you round things up or round down.
Yeah, you can round to the dollar all the time, up or down, but if you're rounding everything to the $100 or more, any kind of rounding that's outside that $1, that can have them look at your form a little more.
Well, what's the best way to stay out of trouble with the IRS?
I think you should just do your taxes a little bit early, pay attention to what you're doing, wait till the last minute, and you're more likely to make an error.
And also, if you file for an extension, that doesn't get you off the hook in terms of writing a check if you think you owe money.
People don't think about that often enough, but you must pay what you think you would ordinarily have to pay on April 15th, no later than April 15th, even if you file for a four-month extension.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.